Now, when you're struggling with the tablecloth-sized ballot paper in tomorrow's state election, spare a thought for the people who are actually counting the votes. Are they in some drafty school hall or air-conditioned luxury? Well, to tell us a little bit more is Steve Robb. He is the New South Wales Electoral Commission's Director of Customer Service and Relationship Manager. Steve, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tess.
So who is it that is actually counting our votes?
It's your ordinary Australians. It's the man and woman on the street.
And so I imagine you would have to apply to be one of the vote counters. What's the selection process like?
We open up an expression of interest website early on in the piece. Anyone can apply. The only thing, there's two stipulations. One is that you have to be on the electoral roll. And the second thing is you have to be politically neutral. Other than that, we just look for people that are keen, enthusiastic, and have a customer service focus.
And so what does the typical working day look like for the successful applicants?
It's a long day, Tess. They'll normally get to the polling place about 7.30 in the morning. The doors open at 8. They close at 6 in the evening, and then the counting starts. And typically they'll be out of there by 9.30, 10 o'clock at night. So it's a long day.
Yeah, that is actually a very long day. I didn't realise they were there for the whole thing. I thought it might have worked in shifts.
No, you're there for the whole duration.
And electronic voting is one of those things that always is sort of in the back of people's mind. Is that something that you think will ever be available to everybody?
Well, it's been available at state elections since 2011. We've used it at the state general election in 2011, 2015, and this election, 2019, we've used it in all the state by-elections since 2011 as well. But unfortunately, Parliament won't let us use it for local government elections yet, or the federal elections, only state elections in New South Wales.
And so what sort of, I guess, percentage of the ballots that you guys accounted are, is donkey votes still the right term? Spoilt, I suppose, in quotation marks. What percentage of votes do you get like that?
Very small percentage test. The informal votes are split into two: the accidental informals, which stand out a mile, and the purposeful donkey votes, if you like, or informal votes. And they're the ones normally that have drawings and nice little messages that go with them.
I imagine you'd see some bizarre messages through those.
Oh, some very good drawings as well.
And so, where does the actual counting take place? Does it take place at the voting stations?
We count in every election manager's office. So there's 93 election manager's offices around the state. They'll be counting at every voting centre as well, and there's about 2,500 voting centres. So on Saturday night from 6 o'clock onwards, it's a big count. And then we have centralised counting centres as well, two here in Sydney, one in Redfern and one in Rosehill. So after the initial counts on Saturday night, then all the ballot papers are shipped either to the count centre in Rosehill or the count centre in Redfern, and then we do additional counts and then data entry them, all the ballot papers.
And just before I let you go, I know that preferences is something that it is quite hard for people to get their heads completely around, especially if you're not super involved in the counting process or, you know, the process of dealing with the votes. But could you tell us a little bit about how the voting in New South Wales actually works?
Yeah, look, so we actually have an optional preferential voting system. That means that you have an option. You can either vote just one for the candidate of your choice, or if you have a number of other candidates, if your guy doesn't get up, you'd like the vote to go to those. You can then put subsequent numbers, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on how many people are on the ballot paper. Should your candidate not get up and not get enough votes, they're knocked out in the count, and then the preference will move to your number two. If the number two doesn't get up, the preference will move to the number three and so on until somebody gets what they call an absolute majority, which is 50% plus one vote, and that person gets elected.
Well, enjoy your counting and your democracy sausage tomorrow, Steve. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
You're welcome, Tess. Bye-bye.
That was Steve Robb. He is the New South Wales Electoral Commission's Director of Customer Service and Relationship Manager, telling us a little bit more about vote counting and the people who are going to be doing it tomorrow.